All right, welcome to today's lesson, the salty dog, the sweet pig, and the fat cow. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about an idea from a book called The End of Overeating. And in this book, they wanted to figure out what was responsible for the dramatic increase in the rates of obesity and the rates of people that were overweight that happened right about 1970. All throughout history, those rates stayed pretty stable, and all of a sudden there was a huge jump. And so you can look at modern life and probably point to a few things right off the bat, like we're more sedentary, there's more processed foods, more restaurants, but they wanted to find out the specifics of what caused this problem. And what they found out is that food producers were able to now engineer foods that were hyper palatable by manipulating the saltiness, the sweetness, and the fat contents of foods. Because these were things that we were genetically hardwired to seek out and consume. But the problem was that we'd spend our whole history seeking these foods out, and we could eat them in abundance because there wasn't that much of it. Right? You'd come across some food, and you could eat as much as you wanted to, but then it was gone. And so now the problem is that we're still hardwired to seek these foods out, but now these foods are always there. Now you got to remember, the one goal of this billion-dollar food industry is to get us to eat as much food as possible. And they are able to do that by creating foods that are literally addictive. And they do it by manipulating the salts, the sugars, and the fats within these foods. And it's not just one of these things is what they found out. It's really the combinations of these that creates the most palatable foods, the foods that we literally cannot stop eating. And if you take something like a Ben & Jerry's ice cream, you see this in action. And you can see the fat from the cream. You can see the sweetness from the sugar. And sometimes they even put in, you know, chocolate-covered pretzels for saltiness and crunch. And so all of these things make this perfect combination of foods that are very difficult to say no to because they appeal to so many different aspects of what we're hardwired to seek out. And so the reason I say this to you is you probably know on some level foods that are bad, but you need to understand how severe this all is. Because if you're a non-smoker or you don't use hardcore drugs, there's probably some aspect of it that you would never do it now because you recognize how addictive they are. And you don't want to give up that control. You don't want the ill effects, the harmfulness of those behaviors. And again, the idea that you start one of them, you can't stop. And then you have to pay the price with different aspects of your health. Well, the same thing's going on with the foods. And so this isn't just about you should eat better. It's about realizing that there's this food entity, this food business that's out there to literally just get you to eat as much food as possible. And it's much more than just being able to deal with it with willpower. You know, what they found out in this book is that the more you eat of these things, the more salt, sugar, and fat that you eat, the more that you crave it. So it becomes this vicious cycle of eating it and then wanting more of it. Now, when it comes to weight, it's simply a process of overeating. And so if you're overweight, it's because you're overeating, unless there's some physical issue going on. And one of the reasons that you're probably overeating is because these foods are overriding your brain and body's natural ability to maintain your ideal weight that's been in play for, millions of years. So you need to look at these foods differently, right? It's not just processed. What's that mean? They're processed, engineered to manipulate you. And the best way to get around this is to begin eating more whole natural foods. And think about it. That's what I want you to do today. I want you to think about what's being said here and look at the foods that you're eating and the foods that are available to you and look at it in these terms, the saltiness, the sweetness, and the fat content of these foods and the combinations, and then compare those foods to foods that are whole and are natural. And you need to get away from the processed foods and begin eating more natural foods because it will make this whole process easier for you. As you switch to a diet that's more natural and whole, you're going to find that the cravings dissipate. They fade away because you aren't putting these things into your body. Okay, so that's what I want you to do today. I want you to get mad about this, right? It's not just about wanting to lose weight. This is about someone trying to control you, literally. And I want you to get upset about it. And I want you to make better choices for yourself now so that you also make it easier for yourself in the future. Okay? Think about that today. Have a great day. Remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.